just one thing that we can compare to the Geula of Mitzrayim. Over there too we find famous Medrash, and Rabbeinu Bechai discusses this at the end of Parsha Shmois, how the Redeemer, the Goyel, who came to redeem the Eden from Mitzrayim, was Nigla, was revealed to the Eden, the Nichse, then he was covered up from them, he disappeared, and then the Chayzev and Nigla, he was again revealed to them. This refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, how first he was Nigla, he came into Mitzrayim and told Eden, Pocket, Pakadati Eskam, I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim, out of Golos, the Eibishter is going to take you out of Golos. Then Moshe disappeared, he went back to Midian, Eden didn't know what happened. And the Golos became even harder than before. Like the Pasuk tells us that they were not giving them any straw anymore to make the bricks. And this is not something that happened for one day, but 6 months it went on like this. Now Moshe was disappeared, and the Golos was terribly harder than it was before. And after that, Moshe was again revealed. Hashem told Moshe to return to Mitzrayim, and again tell them. And finally, a year and a half after he came the first time, they left Mitzrayim. So we see the general concept, how there were stages in his galus, and even after Moshe was revealed and came to Mitzrayim, afterwards he totally disappeared for a while, and the galus became even more terrible than before. So this is one thing that we see that happened by Mitzrayim. So of course, no one knows exactly to say what is called the revelation of Mashiach, and what exactly happened, and when did it happen, and everything. But one thing is clear, these are the Rebbe's words, and this is certain. Just one thing it pays to, I'll quote one thing over here from a Litvish Goyen, his name is Rabbi Shach Nezon. We can learn something out of the way he writes. This Sefer is called Sefer Pirkei Tshuva Ogiula. It was published 24 years ago, Tafshin Lamet. This person, today he's living in Yerushalayim, he heads a Kelu that learns in the Yonim of Karbonis, Kotchim, in Yerushalayim. And he writes over here a lot about Mashiach, a whole bunch, a lot of topics and articles. And he brings clearly that this generation is a generation Shema'idin Allah Kol G'dayla Yoylam. All the G'daylam of the world are testifying on this generation. Ki B'dayr Hazeh Yovei Mashiach Tekeinu. And this generation Mashiach is going to come. And then he looks back, how he heard from different G'daylam, different things about Mashiach coming in this generation. Now it's a definite thing, no question about it. And he's wondering, he's standing here, he says, I'm wondering, how come he didn't come yet? What's happening? They've been saying and saying and saying, and he didn't come yet. What's going on? How come he didn't come yet? So he goes at length to explain. He brings sources from Sfarim, from Rambam, from the Malbim, from the Ramban, how the coming of Mashiach is in stages. The revelation of Mashiach takes place in stages. And he goes through this at length, and then when he finishes, he concludes. So after having discussed all of this, he says, we shouldn't wonder and say, what's happening over here? We know that Mashiach is supposed to be coming in this generation. Why didn't he come yet? So he says, these are his words. Who told you he didn't come yet? The coming of Mashiach, there's many stages, many levels. How do you know that this did not begin yet? And even though we don't recognize and we cannot point a finger and show what is it that means that Mashiach came already, but this doesn't matter, because he brings from the sources that it's going to be in a way of Hester, in a hidden way, the beginning of the coming of Mashiach. This is what this Litvisher Goyen writes 24 years ago. And then he concludes how he asked Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, the great Pesach Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, what he says about Mashiach. And Rabbi Moshe Feinstein answered him, Eris shon gewiss da. He is definitely already here. So he concludes, I understood from his answer that Mashiach is already in the world. He already started accomplishing what he's supposed to be accomplishing. And soon the Mitzvah Hashem will be the complete revelation. The Geula Shleima will all go out of Golos.